Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 7:05 Greenwich Mean Time. This is March 14th. And what an exciting day it's been. There was some really rather aggressive selling right across the board up until very, very recently. Now, of course, there's still another hour or two left in the US markets to see where these are going to close, but things are looking really very positive. The S&P is currently up. It's 4.3 on the future. I'm just pulling up the 6 on the actual index, and that is coming from quite a significant low. As we've talked a lot over the last couple of days about the 200-day moving averages as a trend smoothing device, but also as an area of potential support for a lot of these indices. And the 200-day moving average on the S&P is currently around 1350. Now, the low of the day was around 1362, so 1364, excuse me. So that is pretty close to those 200-day moving averages, and we know that the European average or indices are some of them are pretty close. The STOXX 50 is down there, so is the FTSE 100. Now, it wouldn't be at all surprising really to see an overshoot on some of these markets, but the kind of action we're seeing right now in the US markets is really very positive. There's a very long tail on some of the candles in here right now. Actually, before David left the office, we were chatting and we were thinking, well, we were speculating that we wouldn't be that surprised if we saw the US markets close on the positive today, or at least well off the lows. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Of course, obviously, markets still have to close. But one of the main points that we were talking about, and I suppose this was around 4:45, something like that, was that even though the stock markets were selling off aggressively, and at that time the S&P future was down to 1375, and it's currently at 1395, so that will give you an idea of just how much it's moved. But at that time, what we were really noticing was that the aggressive selling was isolated to the stock market and really the precious metals. Whereas yesterday, you had quite a lot of contagion. You had the stock market selling off, but that contagion spread right across the board. So you saw oil sell off aggressively, saw gold sell off aggressively, and you saw a number of other commodities sell off, and the currency markets were a little bit more volatile as well. Whereas right now, you didn't see that same kind of selling pressure across all asset classes. It was really isolated to the equity markets, and indeed that has really reversed right now. So we are looking for the area of potential support around here, around these levels. It wouldn't be surprising to see an overshoot, but likewise, if we were to see markets starting to find some support here and range sideways, neither would that really be very surprising. This is certainly not the time to panic. The time to panic was nearly 2 weeks ago. Right now, or well, it was over 2 weeks ago at this point. But really, right now, we're looking for an area of support to develop. Now, there has been quite a lot of hysterical talk about the subprime market in the US. And the way I understand it is that yes, 20% of mortgages in 2005 were in the subprime sector, but that was only 2005. What about the rest of, what about every other year? And I'm sure it wasn't that high going backwards. So that means that the subprime market makes up quite a small percentage of the total market in mortgages. And yes, we have seen a number of these institutions going to the wall, and you've had that news today, which sparked the selling pressure, was that GMAC had increased defaults and that had pulled back or that had crimped General Motors' profits. Let's not forget that General Motors made quite a large profit in the last quarter, just behind analysts' expectations. So that tells us that yes, there is a problem in the subprime market. And we could have contagion, but I don't rate that as a huge possibility in here right now. And if we were to see that, you can be pretty sure that the Fed would act really rather aggressively to support the finance sector. But I don't think that there is going to be really much need for that. So I think there is a good chance that at least the current panic is over. You can't panic for very long. Once you've panicked, and it's hard to get so wound up about the same issue the day after. I just don't believe that the issue is serious enough for that. So we're looking for an area of support, and we're looking for investor confidence to return. Looking at some of the other markets, treasury markets, treasuries are starting to sell off in here. They're at 12.29 right now. The high was at 13.19. So, but the treasuries have been really quite steady in here recently. We certainly haven't had the same kind of moves in the treasury markets as we have in the currency markets. In Europe, gilts are up a quarter of a point, and the bonds are up 0.14 of 1 point. Looking at the oil price in the energy sector, oil is up 22 cents. It sold off rather sharply yesterday. It's 58.15 in here right now. Natural gas is at just over $7, $7.08. Gold is down 570. Excuse me, that's on the future. On the spot, it's at 643. It's down 80 cents. It has been as low as 637.36. So you can see that this is another market which has really rallied quite significantly off the lows. And platinum, while is currently at 1204, it was as low as 1196. It's still down 19, so it's still quite weak. Looking at the currency markets, the euro is up in here. It's at 132.22. That's up 25 ticks. And the yen is weaker in here. It's at 116.90. It's up 0.63 of 1 yen. So you have the weakening yen. Again, that is something that had been quite strong yesterday and has moved very much in line with the equity markets. The Nasdaq is currently up 15 points. That's the Nasdaq 100 on the June future, and the S&P is up 6 on the futures at 13.98 now. So we're seeing a bit of a reversal happening in here today, and I think it's too early to say that this we have seen a low, an important low here. It all depends on where these markets close and what kind of follow-through we see tomorrow and over the next couple of days. It's going to take a number of weeks before we can really tell where the low has actually been, but I am reasonably certain that if we are going to see a low, it's not going to keep going down for the next 3 and 4 weeks. I think that there's a good chance we're going to see some right-hand extension with a view to going back up, so a consolidation around this area as opposed to a distribution. Looking at the industrial metals, copper had been down to 278.70. It's currently at 285. Nickel is up 1,200 points. The high was at 45,000. It's at 44,800 right now. These are eye-watering levels for nickel, but it's still a very consistent uptrend and looks like it's got further to go. The pound is at 193.48. It's up 59 ticks. So things are have really turned around quite a bit in the last couple of hours, and it's still looking very much more like a reaction rather than a protracted medium-term correction. But thank you very much for your time. Let's roll on to another very exciting day tomorrow, and I suspect that Asian markets are going to have a bit of a bounce in here, given the kind of action we're seeing in the US right now. But thank you very much for your time.